I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. Georgia Senator Johnny Isakson said he's against tariffs on Canadian newsprint. The Trump administration imposed the penalties after a paper company in Washington state alleged its Canadian competitors use government subsidies to sell products at lower prices. But newspaper publishers say tariffs will make the cost of printing papers more expensive. Isakson says tariffs will have a far-reaching effect in Georgia.
It doesn't do anything but hurt the papers in Georgia, as well as we're a huge pulp-producing state ourselves, and just raising the cost of pulp either through tariffs or any other mechanism is just not acceptable.
Isakson says a trade panel will decide in the next few months whether the tariffs will remain in effect. Delta CEO Ed Bastian says the company's decision to cut ties with the National Rifle Association has garnered positive attention from consumers. In February, the Atlanta-based carrier ended a program that offered discounts to NRA members. Speaking to CNBC, Bastian said the majority of feedback he's received has been positive.
Over the last month on this, I'd say 75%, if not more, have been positive, have been supportive of the stance we take. People respect the fact that we make our own decisions and we stand by them, and we're not selling out relative to political interest, and I think we gained a lot of fans.
Bastian says despite losing a tax break on jet fuel because of the NRA decision, he believes that Georgia is still a strong state for business. Well, the National Rifle Association is endorsing Lieutenant Governor Casey Cagle for Georgia governor. Cagle has earned an A-plus rating from the NRA every year he's been in elected office. Cagle supported the NRA during its feud with Delta Airlines, promising to oppose legislation that would benefit the company after it ended a discount program for NRA members. Cagle is running against fellow GOP candidates Hunter Hill, Clay Tippins, and Michael Williams in the upcoming May primary. Organizers of a gun rights rally at the state capitol tomorrow are balking at paying for security. Rally organizer Chris Hill of the National Constitutional Coalition of Patriotic Americans says the $6,700 fee is, quote, insulting. Mark Perry of the State Department of Public Safety says groups can gather at Liberty Plaza across from the State House free of charge Monday through Friday, but they must pay overtime for officers working on the weekends. And Georgia Tech is joining a growing list of institutions that will take part in a prescription drug collection effort on April 28th. National Take Back Day is a program intended to provide locations to safely dispose of unneeded prescription drugs. The Georgia Tech drop-off point will be available at the campus police department. More than 60 other sites have already been designated as drop-off locations across the state. And in sports, Atlanta's professional women's basketball team is adding a few new players to the roster. The Atlanta Dream selected Monique Billings of UCLA, Christy Wallace from Baylor, and Mackenzie Engram from UGA in last night's WNBA draft. Billings led the Pac-12 in rebounding last season while setting a school record for blocked shots. The Dream begins the 2018 campaign in May. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.